Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200. Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
It's EV News briefly for Saturday, 27th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Haven't got time for the full podcast. We'll get you up to speed. Here we go. We kick off with news of Lucid delivering their first robo-taxi vehicles, the engineering vehicles, to a company called Nuro. They'll add their self-driving technology, and these vehicles, the Gravities, the SUVs, will end up in Uber's robo-taxi fleets. The EU and the US have agreed on a 15% tariff rate, and higher than what the US was paying on cars from the EU, which was 2.5%. SUVs were 25% before, and so 15%. Many saying work still to be done, but relieved that something's in the books. Rivian's R2 getting a European rollout, and that will include the UK with right-hand drive. No date set for it as well. This is going to be a European vehicle. Rivian R2 production, by the way, the intent, production intent builds are now rolling out hundreds of them on public roads. So if you are anywhere near Normal, Illinois, where they're made, you may well see some R2s. Still on track for early 2026. That's exciting. What about going electric in a camper van? Sorry, an RV, because this is very much not a camper van. This is a big, luxurious, well, let's face it, it's a bus. You could spend a long time on this. It's Thor Industries and Harbinger introducing a Class A camper bus with a big old battery, 140 kilowatt hours. It'll do 100 and something miles on electric alone, but it's got a range extender. And so then the fuel can take over and charge your battery pack. And of course, the battery pack is designed to also be used when you are parked up and camping, air conditioning, cooking, stuff like that. And then when you go home and go back to work in the week, after your weekend away in the RV, it can, of course, provide backup power to your home in emergencies and be used that way. Mercedes-Benz EQB production is ending when they get through the current order list of build slots for the cars, because the EQB's been out 4 or 5 years or so. It's being replaced soon by the GLB. A great little three-row car, that is the EQB. Really like it. Now, Volkswagen's MEB plants are going to pause in the week after next. They're going to slow down for a week or so. Talks are underway about production breaks at the second plant in Emden as well. At the moment, the plant Zwickau makes ID3, ID4, ID5, Audi Q4 e-tron, and the Cupra Born as well. They're going to rearrange all the chess pieces and make things in different places. Renault 5 sales are surging, and now the head of marketing for Renault saying it would be a massive mistake if we don't replace the Renault 5 in 5 years' time. They've been taken back with how popular it is, opening up new markets like Belgium and Turkey, where Renault really wasn't how to have a foothold, and big car markets like UK, Germany, France, all loving the Renault 5. And why not? Really stylish, great specs, very low price. A fantastic little car. The Department for Transport here have been issuing details of their driver tracker. Journeys in BEVs had a median distance of 11 miles per journey. Of course, we are a small island and don't tend to go very far. Most EV drivers had access to home charging. 91% of BEV drivers charging at home here, which is great, but it does tend to suggest that perhaps if we did a better job of on-street parking, pop-up charging, lamppost charging, for people who don't have off-street parking, to do some slow AC charging cheap overnight, then maybe that figure would be lower and more people would drive BEVs. Tesla is urging the EPA to keep the emissions rules, which the White House is rolling back. The president spoke to the UN, called climate change a con job and a scam. Tesla saying in a letter to the EPA, don't roll back regulations based on robust fact and scientific record. And Tesla is adding supercharger logos to highway signs to remind people where to find them. That's briefly.